cannot get that goddamn Vin Diesel song out of my head, by the way.
Feel like I do.
I literally had that shit on repeat in the car.
Well, I froze when you walk in the room.
Who in this town goes out on a Tuesday?
Who goes out on a Tuesday night?
In this town.
Damn.
What town is this, Cody?
I don't know.
Man, I gotta tell you this. We're gonna rag on your fucking song every goddamn week now.
Oh, you got that right. We're gonna miss that shit. Hey, that's what we did with past songs. We miss the fuck out of been a while. We haven't had a song like this in a long time.
I mean, it's been a while. I'm not gonna lie, whatever. Here,
let me much material.
Yeah. I'm gonna send you a photo right now, Cody. You check out this photo and just this lit up my car, Cody. Like I was in the road and I'm driving and I just look at my screen on the monitor here and I look at this face smiling back at me and I like
Is that the Vin Diesel edible face?
Yeah, it's the Vin Diesel something face. That's for damn sure.
I know. You're lying.
On Tuesday night. All right, it just went through now. Real like I do. Can you imagine if someone got in your car and they saw that on your shit?
Oh man, I'll tell them just to embrace it. It's a wonderful thing we have here. It's like a once in a lifetime project right here. Generational.
Yes, I feel you on that one. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, all alcoholics and last dropping.
Silence picture.
Hey. He looks so fucked up and high.
That's the laziest cover I've ever seen. Oh. Someone took a selfie off his gallery. Hey, he's like, yeah, let's make that the cover art. Fuck it.
He changed the filter on it and just said, there you go. He said, oh, I like that sunset background. Put that on there.
That's the cheapest fucking cover I've ever seen.
Hey, man, that's how you feel like he do, man. Don't be talking about shit.
I ain't mad, man. Save your money.
Maybe he's having financial troubles, Cody. Shit.
Hey, baby. He's spending all that Fast Furious money.
Fast Furious money. Hey, ask Cody for a 20, Vin. Come on.
Yeah. I got you, Vin. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Yeah. People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey, the bunker boy himself, JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
No bunker no more, but I don't know. Maybe I might have doubled down on the bunker.
You reinforce that shit.
That was some scary shit, Cody.
You put that Cerebro door on it, like in the X-Men movies.
You got to use your X-ray eye.
Yeah.
And that shit will tell you denied if you even got like a fucking high. If your temperature is even a 0.5 over or whatever, that shit just go like, you are denied access. Good day.
Yeah, got that trap door.
Like you fall through a little tunnel and shit. Like, oh, shit. And then it shoots you out the front door into the fucking outside of the gate and shit.
Yeah, like Jazz and Fresh Prince.
Yeah. I went to Home Depot and bought some barbed wire. I put it around the fence and shit. You know, keep motherfuckers out now. So I was paranoid as fuck. I went out yesterday. Forget when we record these things. I went out yesterday and that was the most paranoid time of my life. I gotta tell you, man. I had a great time, don't get me wrong. But man, I just couldn't help to look at them corner of the eyes and just be like,
fuck it up. I was probably shifting the entire time.
Oh, it was.
Taking your sip.
You should have seen me
stole something.
Should have seen me putting my glove on to pick up a glass. I was like, hold up. All right. I said, wait a minute. I even told the girl I was with, I was like, this glass is really warm. They just cleaned it. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at me and said, what?
The glass and shit.
I was. She even looked at me and said, what? I was like, the glass, it's warm. They just cleaned it. It's hot. Nice and warm. Here, let me drink this real fast then, you know? And then the water and shit didn't have straws. I was like, I need a straw. Yeah, I was like, yeah, we need a straw ASAP now. Come on, please. Come on. Top chop. Come on. I forgot the name of this place already. I have it on my phone. I'll look it up later. But, man, the drink menu was not that bad, man. Shoot, I knew.
Yeah, you were telling me.
me and Cody, we like to dive into the little bit of the champagne sometimes, you know, and they had a...
every now and again.
Yeah, every New Year's. I don't think we'll be celebrating New Year's this year because ain't shit to celebrate.
No.
If you celebrated in 2019 for New Year's going into 2020, fuck you. I think I did too, so fuck me too as well. We just thought 2020 was like, yeah, this is our year. So yeah, they had a little bit of tag in there, Cody, and it's pretty cheap too. And I was just like, man, I could kill that whole bottle, but I was like, I really want to get the fuck out of here. I'm not gonna lie, because there was just people walking by doing that half mask shit and stuff, and I was like, see, I like outside anything, and this is before the pandemic, rooftop, whatever it may be. But during a pandemic, and if you're a paranoid like I am, that's the worst fucking idea ever is to have an outside anything, because all your, like you just said, your eyes are just shifting left and right, like. You too close, man. You too close. Like Dylon and shit from, you know, from the real world and shit like that. I almost choked the waiter out shit. He was getting all this face shit. I felt it. He was so close, I felt his dick hit my shoulder. I was like, damn, shit. Hold up.
Jeez, damn.
I was like, man, shit.
So much for social distancing, damn.
He's like, I got this head clear bubble I'm in or whatever and shit. I said, this motherfucker had like a tennis ball, but it was clear, like a beach volleyball, but it was clear. He was right around his head and shit with a mask on underneath. I was like,
Mysterio?
Yeah. I was waiting for him to tell our fortune or some shit like that, you know? I was like, man, please tell him. I was going to shake his head like an eight ball. Just be like, come on. Come on. When is COVID over? His eyes just kept shaking, saying, never, Negro. Never. So, yeah, but the whiskey menu, man, was pretty... I wouldn't say the full. I mean, they had a nice selection. Bourbon wasn't that great, if you ask me. I mean, it was fine or whatever. So, Japanese, though, and even their Cavalon selection, I got to tell you, I was a little bit of shock, man. Because we were just talking shit about last week how most of these bars don't have high-end Cavalon. This is the first one I've seen that had Cavalon Fino Sherry on display there. And I was just like, man, that's a good bottle to have right there. I don't know about $45 for a one-ounce pour, but, you know. At least you have it.
So, yeah. I know about that. Fuck no.
Yeah. You know how much for a 2 ounce, Cody?
What, 90, I'm assuming?
95.
Yeah, fuck off.
Man, you might as well just go buy a Cavalon King Car bottle then. Shit. You know, I mean, it's 110. Yeah. So you might as well just go ahead and spend an extra 15 and be like, I'll just buy a bottle. Yeah, I'll just buy the bottle. Yeah. So when I saw that, I was just like, ooh, I wouldn't mind having a sip of that Fino. And then I saw that, and I was just like, I'm not spending $45 on a 1 ounce, though. That's bullshit, you know? Especially when you have all these delicious-tasting Cavalons and Japanese whiskey here, too. So a lot of stuff going on in the news in the world today, Cody. That debate was last week, or during the middle of the week. That happened, you know?
Yeah, that was something. That was the thing.
Oh, yeah. I have to tell you, everyone that's saying it was a shit show, I need you to be honest with yourself and say it wasn't a shit show. Trump was a shit show. But what is this? It was a shit show. He was fucking awful in this goddamn thing, Cody. He would not shut the fuck up every fucking moment he could get, Cody. He just wouldn't shut up. He just would not shut up. It was funny because they were saying that Biden was the disrespectful one for calling him a clown. And I was just like, dude, you put up with that for 60 minutes and you don't call him a clown or some shit like that. I don't know how the fuck you can be a human being, man. I mean, could you imagine being in Biden's position, Cody, and having this fuck talk over you that whole fucking time?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be a debate for a reason. You're supposed to have equal, you know, amounts of time to.
Yeah.
Speak your points, and obviously Trump didn't really follow that. So yeah, I understand where you're coming from completely.
Shit, that's nice because I got to tell you this right now. I thought personally, well, first of all, I always hear people say they vote for Trump for his policies. So this is the reason why I watched the debate. I already know who I'm voting for, but I wanted to watch the debate to see what my candidate, what his stance on some things were, and I also wanted to see. Okay, let me see. If this other candidate I'm not voting for, let me see if they say why they're voting for him is why they're voting for him. Did you hear one fucking Trump policy, by the way?
I'm recalling right now. No, did not. No.
Okay. He just pretty much spent the whole time.
Unless I missed something, please let us know.
I mean, he just really spent the whole time talking about how great he was, right? And how more people would have died if it wasn't for him. And how Biden was a complete failure and stuff like that. I mean, he pretty much was just anything Biden would say, he would coattail off it and say how much of a better job he would have did, basically. That was the gist of it, right?
Right.
Like, when climate change came up, Cody, this was the one time he actually responded in his own words. And I have to tell you, it was one of the worst fucking responses I've ever heard about climate change. When this motherfucker started talking about the trees and how... Remember what he said about cars?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, well, cars, you know, they're not much... When he started talking about cars, I forgot what they were talking about. I was like, isn't this climate change? What the fuck is he talking about? Like, what... So I said, what is he going on about? Like, he just, I mean, I guess you can't debate on what you don't fucking know about because you don't believe in it, right, Cody? So
that makes sense, yeah. He's lost for words, I guess.
And he clearly didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. This motherfucker started talking about how the trees, he started trying to blame California for it and shit, how the trees, they don't have proper forest management and shit. And it's just like, motherfucker, you in charge of that shit. California owns like 3% of the damn, forces out here or whatever. That no. Not only that. So you may tell me that's all that has to do with why climate change is hitting is the fucking trees in California? Because they don't have management, Cody. This is his response to climate change, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I would assume he can't be serious, right? He would know it would take more than just that to lead to climate change on fucking trees, California.
And I know his supporters, if they're listening, they're going like, you didn't listen all the way. He said he wanted clean air. So, no, I heard that part. You misunderstand me. I want clean air, too. I want clean everything. But that's not a policy. That's a want. We want to know, as you're in charge, what are you going to do to implement these policies? Not tell me what you want.
Like, I want clean air. All right, cool. So, I don't know about that.
What do you plan on doing? What are you going to do about it? Like,
yes.
Okay, that's a good start. All right, here we go. Here, all right, yeah. All right, no.
The trees in California. Okay.
All right.
Got it.
Forest management. Okay. All right. Oh, that's the end of it. Oh.
Cars.
Right. They're much better than what the cars are much better than what they were in Obama's administration. Okay. All right.
I think that's what it is. He's saying the policies in sign language. I think that's what he's doing.
Okay.
That's what that is. So I was his hands on the goddamn time.
Man, them hands were
just... So he did miss it. It was his sign language.
Ah, okay, okay.
Code.
Oh, okay. He's sending it out to his supporters, yeah. Okay. Then,
yeah.
what I liked about Joe Biden was he actually had response. Now, they might not have responses you may like or whatever, but he actually had, like, responses to shit. Like, when they brought up police reform and stuff like that, he actually had a response for it, which I was not expecting, to be honest. I was like, he actually got an answer for that? Because I got to be honest with you. I don't even really have a fully answer on that, so... So the fact that he actually thought about it, you know, it means something.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Because other than that, I don't really give a shit until something's actually done. So I respect that part about it. And that's the whole thing about debate. It's just you implementing your policies to the American people, and we're deciding on, okay, I like that idea better, or this one, that one, or stuff like that. I have one side that's not saying shit. He's just, you know, shouting over it. And I got the other one. At least he's given ideas and thoughts and plans. It may not be my favorite, that's for sure. But at least it's something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You say that much.
It's better than nothing. I can take that for how it is. The low point, there's a couple of low points in this debate. One of the low points is I thought, Cody, it was just extremely disrespectful when he brought up his kid being a drug addict and shit. What the fuck did that have to do with the debate, Cody? Like, I was, like, dumbfounded by that. I don't know. It kind of took me aback to it. I was just like... I mean, I expect it from him because, I mean, he's like the most non-classiest person ever, but it was just like, and you can tell it kind of hit Joe Biden because he had this look on his face like, does Joe Biden have to choke a bitch? like when he said that, it was just like, what was he fucking thinking? Like this is a debate about like policies and politics, dude. This ain't about like fucking ragging on someone's family and shit. And they got the nerve to call Joe Biden the unclassy one because he called him a fucking clown or whatever. This dude's talking shit about his fucking son who was on drugs and shit like that. It's like, dude, have some fucking respect, please. I thought that was a low point. Another low point. This motherfucker has not condemned white supremacy. I don't know why that's so hard. I really don't understand that.
All I had to say was, I condemn it. That's it. That's all I had to say.
You remember that short look he gave into the camera when they asked him it again? He just gave that look and kind of like, what do you want to call them? What do you? I was like, what? I will say this. Look, I thought that Trump might have been, maybe he wasn't a bigot, but he just surrounds himself with them. But then I was like, well, I guess that kind of makes you a bigot in some aspect. But if you were on the fence of Trump probably being a racist or not, look no further than that debate. If you can't do that and pitch blank path forward right there, he's kind of a fucking racist. It's like, this dude said, stand back.
Yeah. I'll see you argue that to that point.
Stand back and stand by. Cody, as a black man, I'm sitting here going, what the fuck he mean by that? I was like, what the fuck? Hold on. What the fuck? Stand back, stand by. Hold the fuck up. What does that mean now? If that wasn't some subliminal shit, Cody, I don't know what it is, man. Like, you know, almost all of black America was just like, they gave that James Franco look in that gif and shit. Like, and then the Proud Boys go and make shirts of the shit. Putting that little tweet, yeah, you got it, Mr. President. We'll be standing by for your word. And it's like, whoa. That's tight. So if you didn't believe he was a racist before, well, I hate to break it to you. He's kind of a fucking racist. So, and I guess that was a debate, Cody. Did you get anything else out of that?
No, you pretty much said it all. Yeah. I mean, that was the most thrilling debate, in my opinion. Obviously, Trump, you know, he said what he had to say. And I'm glad Biden didn't have some responses there. They weren't the best all the time, but he did have response, like you said. So, I'm not thrilled about this coming election. I'm not going to lie to you. But it is what it is, and we got to do what we got to do as a country to hopefully progress it somewhat, you know. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I got to say on that.
I don't know how you could be undecided after that debate. I was watching that going like,
no, I thought that I'm undecided.
Not you in general. I don't know how you could be undecided about it. Because I don't think. I don't think you're going to get in the next two debates, whatever, if they even happen or whatever. I don't think you're going to get anything different from the two candidates. I think that one debate, that pretty much summed up how they felt about it. I mean, you might get more topics, so different, you know, you'll get different subjects or whatever, stuff like that. But I think that everything was, and it's not even me saying, oh, just cancel the debate. I know people are saying that, whatever. I'm just like, no, fuck that or whatever shit. Let them shits go on. You keep exposing this fucking clown or whatever shit. I mean, granted, they did a polling and 41% of American citizens thought that this motherfucker, they actually thought Trump won this. And I was just like, yeah, four, that's a huge fucking number. Biden won by like, he had like 49. I was just like, okay. That gap's not that wide, but whatever.
Yeah, that's always a scary thing surrounding Trump elections. These numbers are always big.
Always large. So it makes you wonder, like, when you can make a comment saying, like, do you denounce white supremacy? And he say, I will say this, stand back and stand by. And it's like 41% of people think he won the debate. And it's like, So is 41% racist as fuck too, then, is what you tell me? Because I didn't hear shit else that like persuaded me to say that, oh, you know what? Trump's not that bad of a dude.
Yeah, you know what? He has a point. I've never said that once. Yeah, like, never thought that once.
Like that whole debate, I was just like, oh, great. He's one big ass man child. That's.
Yeah, he's doubling down on all his past events he's done over these past 4 years. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've seen all I need to see.
You know, I mean, that's how that would do. There's not really much growth here. And like I said earlier, I mean, I knew who I was voting for, but I wanted to hear his stances on it. I heard it. And I'm like, I don't think they're going to evolve from that. I think that is what it is, whatever. So it's like, I don't think you need to. How can you be undecided? You pretty much got everything you needed to get from that debate. Like, because they've been doing all these reports about who's still undecided and shit. I'm just like, how the fuck are you still undecided at this point? Like, you've had one of them for 4 years. You've seen no growth from him. That is what it is. The other one, I don't know how you may feel about him. You finally heard his politics or whatever and stuff. You heard him say straight to the camera and stuff like that. I love that he was able to keep his cool when Trump was insulting his son and shit like that. And he looked right in the camera and said, most of American children are suffering from drug issues, whatever. He had a response back that didn't, like, you know, result into him, like, you know, telling him to fuck off or something like that, like I would have done. Mm-hmm. I'd have told him, I think I would have gotten his face and been like, if you say another motherfucking word about my kid, I will fucking end you right now. It's like,
you're going to turn unpresidential real quick.
Oh, yeah. Like, let's just say if I was running for president and I was like the black Democratic mm-hmm. nominee, like, oh, the second black president mm-hmm. ever and shit like that. And if he would have said that, if I would have had like a daughter or something like that, and he would have said some shit like that, or if he would have made like one of his lewd comments, like, yeah, he's like, I would like date presidential JB's daughter or some shit like that, I would got it in his face right there. And mm-hmm. I would have been like,
but point that finger.
If you say, if my kid's name come out your fucking mouth one more fucking time, I will fucking end you right here. I don't know if that would have got me arrested, voted in, or kicked out.
But who knows these days? No, no, it's toss up.
People would have been like, I respect that. He loves his kids.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's just, to me, it's below the belt, and it's just like disrespectful as fuck.
That's definitely below the belt.
I don't even understand why that even came up, whatever and shit. Like, don't get me wrong, the whole white supremacy thing that insulted the shit out of me too. But that was gonna, I knew that was gonna come up in the debate. I did mm-hmm. not know we were gonna be talking about drug addict kids and shit like that or whatever and stuff like. It's like, all right, that's that does not make me. If anything, that makes me. If I was on your side, it makes me not want to fucking vote for you. Like, I don't know why you would say some shit like that. Like. Because I would fucking end you. You talk about my fuck looking at you right now, motherfucker.
Oh, calm down, man.
I would have turned black man real quick on his ass. I think I would have gotten him and be like, nigga, don't you know I'm from Compton? Like, I will fucking end you. I know for a fact I would have got the black vote in Compton. So
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And imagine if the polls would have came out like I was leading by 20%, I would say that shit every debate then. Like, now I told you last time, and I'm gonna tell you before this shit even start. If you say one more motherfucking word about my kid, I'm fucking in you. Because I am crazy. Now on the climate change.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, shit. So yeah, that happened. Trump got COVID, or maybe, who knows. I will say this, I see a lot of people out there, I see a lot, like, on both sides, if you will, whatever. Some are saying he should die, some are protecting him. Or not even, they're not even saying he should die. They're just saying, I don't give a fuck if he gets better or not. Plus, for as far as I'm concerned, he can stay in that hospital. That's what I've been hearing. I don't know if I've flat out read, maybe there, and I'm sure there is out there, flat out read,
of course,
he could die or whatever, stuff like that. Course, but, of course. You know, I haven't seen it. So, but I will say this. He didn't give a fuck about this pandemic. He knew the severity of it, and he didn't give a shit. 200,000 people dead, Cody. And instead of showing remorse and humility about it, not taking blame, because I know a lot of his support, why should he take blame? Nobody's ever saying he should take blame, whatever. So it's just the point of when you're a leader, you should at least say, look into that camera and say, I want to reach out to every one of those family members that lost a family or a loved one to this pandemic. I want us to stay safe. I want us to wear a mask, and I want us to fight this because we will overcome this. Not saying, hey, it's a Democratic hoax or whatever the fuck you want to avoid and hold any rallies and shit, not giving a shit. Now you expect us to give a fuck about you? It's like, dude. I mean, to quote him, Cody, it is what it is.
That's pretty much all you can say about it. Yeah. I mean, I'm not one for karma, you know, but hey, as you said, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, should have shook his hand tighter, I guess. I don't know. Should have had your fucking mask on. I mean, you are a 70-year-old obese looking, I don't know what the fuck you are, whatever and shit. You know, I mean, he's going around here bragging. I mean, it's, I don't want to say, because look, this is my opinion, not like a fact, so don't get on me about it. But it's almost like whenever he talks about it, he takes glee in the fact that like he's done such a great job about like millions could have died, but only 200,000. So just be thankful about that. And it's just like, they still died, man. It's like they still died though, dude. Like you.
So lives, so irreplaceable lives.
Yeah,
like and coming back.
You got to show you're the president of the United States. You got to show humility. You got to look into the camera. You got to. I was talking to someone. I was just like, even if you got to write a fucking letter and find out whose family lost a loved one or someone, you send it to them. Something, Cody. You just don't.
Yeah, this ain't no. Hey, could have been worse situations. This ain't one of those.
And then, you know, because that's what he says. He's like, oh, this could have been worse, you know, because the Democrats, they didn't like what I did, and it would have been worse. It could have been millions by now. And they're just like, you don't say that when someone asks you about the 200,000 dead.
Yes.
Like you,
especially when we got the tapes on your ass, knowing about this shit in fucking February, not doing a fucking thing.
And still hosting rallies without masks and shit like that because they can't hear people, Cody. So, you know.
Yeah. Get the mask stuck in the ears, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did I put this on wrong? I can't see. I
can't hear you.
The mask and the whole thing, the fuck.
It's taken away my civil liberty.
Dumbasses.
It is what it is.
That's all I'm gonna say on that.
Yes, we will see what the outcomes come later on, whatever. If he gets better tomorrow, some shit like that, then you know there's some bullshit then, okay? Buddy, might get better.
Yeah, that'd be kind of suspicious. 70-year-old old ass Trump.
Yeah, I was just like, wait a minute, hold up. Wait a minute. Not to mention, I mean, granted, he's president and stuff like that. This motherfucker gets like 7-8 doctors and shit like that. Meanwhile, Cody's black ass gotta take a ticket just to wait in line to see one and shit.
Yep.
It's like, Cody, you know you pay for his doctors, right?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You know you pay for your own doctors too, right?
Yep. Oh, I know.
And yet, when you call them to make an appointment, you need to wait how long again? Like, because they tell you, I'll make an appointment, it'll take 2 weeks or some shit like that. Like, ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
I gotta tell people, I don't even go to my doctor anymore. I always just go to fucking urgent care now when I do checkups and shit. Because whenever I call the motherfucker, they always say, oh, make an appointment. Schedule it in like 2 weeks in advance. I was like, what if I'm dying right now? It's like, something wrong now. I need now. So now I just lie. I shouldn't probably even say that. I go to urgent care and I just tell them, I got this bruise on my hand or something like that, whatever. Like you go to the check-in station.
Yeah.
I got this bruise. I just want to get it checked out. And then when I get behind doors or whatever, I'd be like, I just want to get a checkup. And the doctor just goes, okay, let's do a running checkup then. Take some blood, whatever. I was like, oh, wow, that was easy. All right, cool. I'm not going to sit here and wait fucking 2 weeks for that. It's funny because we would always get like Canadian employees and shit like that, you know, and they never understood how American healthcare worked because it was like their first job ever and shit. So I remember trying to explain how like what you pay or what's taken out of your check and what you pay at actual doctor, they did not understand that not one bit. Like, it was like the more I kept trying to break it down, to what you pay out of pocket to them, whatever. They just had this look on their face at me like, why the fuck did I come here? It's like, so you mean to tell me they take money out my check monthly and I have to pay to go see them?
Yep.
And then I pay for the medication too? I was like, yeah, that's how that works. And then trying to break down like PPOs and PPPs and shit like that. And they was like, what the fuck? So you can get better than most? It's like, yes, that's how it works here. It was like speaking fucking Arabic to him, Cody. Like teaching him a whole different world and shit like that. So he ain't the only person that caught COVID, Cody. The NFL, I don't want to say they're having an outbreak or something like that, Cody, but they're having something.
Yeah, it's not a full-on outbreak just yet. It could turn into that. We don't know.
Hey, just happened 2 days ago.
They don't have the NBA-type protocols. I mean, they have some sort of protocol, but obviously motherfuckers ain't following that because they test positive. Well, I think it was, what, four players for the Tennessee Titans, if I'm not mistaken?
Four or six.
Yeah. And then starting quarterback from the New England Patriots.
Caught it. Cam Newton, yep.
Yeah. At least somebody else caught it, too, but. Blinking right now, but yeah, so there's a little turmoil in NFL right now involving COVID. So
Cody predicted this, and he also predicted that they would shut down. I said that they wouldn't. Let's give it another 2 weeks and see what happened.
I was going to say it's only week four.
Yeah,
so 4 weeks to the NFL season. And like I said, the reason I thought this would happen because there was no bubble in place like the NBA. And I believe they could do something. It's not, it wouldn't be easy, but I think it's possible to do a bubble situation because there's a lot of people involved with the NFL.
Yeah, that's
a lot of heads. A lot of heads.
We're talking way more than basketball. I mean, you could fit the whole NBA league in the fucking Walt Disney.
Yeah.
You can't do that with the NFL. I mean, without bunking beds with each other and some shit.
Yeah. And I know it's not a money problem. Those motherfuckers got plenty of money. So I better not hear about that.
I think they make the most money out of any other fucking sports league, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah. So they got plenty of money. I know logistically it's hard to pull off, but I believe you can pull this shit off. They were just hasty just to put this fucking season together, just to get the football games together, just people could watch that shit.
Hey, Trump said at the debate, he brought it back, Cody. He brought football back.
I mean, if they pull off the rest of the season, great. They didn't go off without a hitch, but they went off pretty well for the most part. If like these are just the only instances. But man, if this turns like some Dawn of the Dead shit within like the next 2 weeks. Yeah, I hate to say I told you so. I hate to say it.
Do you think they're still going to close down, though? That ain't even tell you, though. Do you still think they're
closing down? If this gets out of hand, yeah, I got to fucking close this shit down.
Or will they just not give a fuck?
Because you can't be playing with, like, a fucking team out. Because who are you going to put on the floor?
If
people are going to watch that shit, you could put, like, a bunch of, like, C-level fucking talent out there.
They're going to go to watch that shit. They're going to get the XFL players come in, Cody, and be like, hey, you know what? You a cowboy now, baby. Come on.
Oh, shit. They'll hop right on that fucking plane, too. They ain't doing shit.
I mean, another thing, too, is are these not happening in the states where they're allowing crowds into the stadiums, too?
I'm not sure because I know not every stadium is doing that.
Yeah, only certain states. Some.
I don't know what's going up there in New England, wherever. And like I said, it's not like the NBA bubble where they go once they're done with the game, they go back to the hotel and that's it. No, these motherfuckers go back home.
They need
what the fuck they're doing during the week. So
to get back on your bubble idea, what they need to do is get on that telephone, call up Dana White, and say, "Hey, how's Fight Island?" You think that's big enough for a football stadium and one big ass massive resort to build a hotel for these motherfuckers to stay or what? And keep y'all asses over there. How about that? Because I'm looking at Fight Island. I was watching although I watched UFC really late last night, which by the way, that card was boring as shit, dude. I was like, holy shit, that shit was
Far Cry for last week, huh?
Oh my god, this was like some Mass Effect Andromeda. It was just like, what the fuck is this? Like,
damn.
Yeah, it's hello. It was fucking boring, like nobody's business. I mean, I was waiting for the two women fights, which were the best fights on the card. But Jesus Christ, if this is what Amanda Nunes got to look forward to, she's gonna stay champion forever. Holly Holmes, I mean, I'll give her credit. She's almost fucking 40 years old, and this woman can swing like the best of them. I mean, for a 40-year-old woman who's putting hands like that, kudos to her. But I gotta tell you, her shit is so fucking predictable. It's like Amanda Nunes. Yeah, like I saw no woman last night that I was just like, man, she should get a shot against Amanda Nunes. I watched these fights and I was just like, yeah, she would kick your ass still. Yeah. She already whooped your ass and you don't look any better. She whooped your ass and he's fighting sloppy right now. It's just like, so I was bored. But the one thing I will say about it with UFC, thank God this wasn't pay-per-view because I'd have been pissed. I'd have been like, oof. I see why that shit was free. One thing I will say is during the commercials and shit like that, when they're coming back from commercial, they always have this shot of Fight Island, Cody. This shot is fucking beautiful. I got to tell you, I want to be on Fight Island. I don't fuck that bubble. I don't want to be in the bubble. I want to be on Fight Island. Abu Dhabi, Cody. They're right on the water coast, too. They're right up on that motherfucker, too. They got this huge-ass building, Cody. I don't even know what this building's for. Why is this building so damn big? Like, this building is huge. I mean, it looks like damn near SoFi Stadium, Cody, but better.
Oh, shit.
It's up on that level. Like, it is gorgeous as shit. They got a training facility on the outside with, like, cages on the out and stuff. I mean, and they pan this shot, too. They want to tell you how beautiful it is because they basically telling fighters, you want to come and fight here, so you better start winning some fights. That's basically what it is. This shit looks gorgeous. So I'm just thinking, if we don't get no better next year, how about a little football island? You know, they got more money than UFC. They could do it, Cody. Come on.
Yeah, they could do something. They could put something together.
Football Island. Come on now. Get with it now.
Yeah, because it gets out of hand, man. But yeah, they got to shut this fucking season down, and they got to come with a plan, like a solid plan, if they want to go forward with another season.
Look, America can't afford to take no more spikes, okay? Like, how many goddamn spikes we done had now, okay? We can't afford this no more. So you take that shit, you go to an island, and you get the fuck away from here. Like, get the fuck away from here. If you need to have it, that's so goddamn bad. They make more money than UFC. If UFC can host this big-ass, beautiful – I hear you typing, so I know you must have Googled it up or something.
Hey, I'm looking at it right now because I never saw it.
It looks gorgeous, don't it?
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Like some Jurassic Park shit. Yeah, it really
looks gorgeous, doesn't it? It looked like Jurassic World. No shit. Like it literally looked like Jurassic World.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It looked just like that facility that what's her name? Bryce Dallas Howard was staring out that window, and she just see the trees and waiting for the T Rex to eat his fucking food and shit like that. Whatever. It looks just like that.
Yeah, exactly. It looks. Yeah, I lie.
Except this T Rex is named Dominic Reyes or some shit like that. Or whatever, you know. She's like, look at that one right there. That's a meaty one. Let's get him in there. So, Football Island, come to us now. Come on.
Some shit.
Yeah. So, and I guess that's all the news of COVID and active players there. But talked a little bit about UFC there. But let's go ahead and talk about the only thing that really matters in sports today is the Lakers.
Game 3, baby, in about 2 hours as I'm speaking right now.
And, well, Cody's wrong. Hold on. First of all, you're wrong. Game 3 already ended by the time this goes up, and we already won. So we took game 3. we took game 3.
Lakers up 3-0. Yeah. One to go, baby.
Yeah, it's one more to go.
Job's
now.
Job's not done. Job's not finished.
It's about to be finished. Come Job's not finished. It's okay. It's about to be in, though. It's over. It's done, son. Now, I put out a tweet. I told them. I said to Miami. They didn't listen to me, Cody. I told Miami. I said, you don't want no part of this shit. I told him this. I put out a very respectful, and I had a little swear words in it, but it was very respectful, Cody. I said, you need to just forfeit before game one even starts. And people just thought I was just doing it because I'm just a Laker fan and they should win. No. I was trying to save you from the embarrassment that's about to happen to you. You barely got by Boston. did you really think he was going to come up in here and just score up on the Lakers? If you can't even get by Boston with a nice sweep? That should just tell you that already.
Hey, man, you got to respect Miami's tenacity. I give them credit. They're a hard-fighting team.
No.
They're doing what they can.
They're getting dominated.
They were outmatched before some of their star players got injured. You know, Goran Dragic went out, Bam Adebayo went out.
I don't want to hear that shit, Skip. I don't want to hear that shit, Skip. See, no. Where's my GOAT mask?
What can you do?
I don't want to hear this,
Skip. If you're Miami, what can you do? You just got to go out there and fight, man. And they're doing what they can.
Look here, Skip.
I'm glad.
Hell no. My GOAT mask is on now.
Got a GOAT mask with the black
don't
mind.
You do that. Don't you do that, Skip. Don't you do that right now, Skip. Don't you have to do that right now. No. See, you're making these excuses now, Skip. Now, what you trying to say? Now, my guy now, Cody.
Your guy.
My guy now. Okay. He's averaging. He's averaging about fucking sitting at the fucking free throw line or whatever. And not only that, he's averaging about a 46% rate at the damn 3-point line, whatever stuff. So my guy is winning championships while your guy, he off in Cancun. He ain't Cancun. Skip, what you gotta say about that, Skip? Huh?
Okay. Okay. Now it's my turn. Okay. Now. I love that podcast.
I think it's one of the best debate best debating show of all time.
Yeah, I actually like better First Take, which I also like a lot too. But yeah, yes. I prefer Skip and Shannon.
Yeah, I don't even agree with Skip, and I just love to hear his debates. Yeah. I love to hear debates. So.
Yeah, it's so fucking ridiculous all the time. Completely asinine.
Oh, now you trying to do the same thing. I'm going to call you Kip. Huh, Kip? Huh? You're trying to do the same thing over here.
I'm just saying. Honestly, I would prefer to play Miami at full strength because we'll dick them down anyway. So it's going to happen regardless. But I just hate because they're already giving Lakers excuses already. People are already downplaying them going to the finals and all this shit, playing this weak-ass team in the East.
Kip, you know what, Kip? you didn't talk enough. It's my turn now, Kip. You didn't talk enough, whatever. So, see, my guy now.
I've heard a lot of talk about these finals being boring. And I'm like, as a Laker fan myself, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. We don't care. We're here, baby. We deserve to be here. Get that ring.
Have you heard the rig conspiracy?
Oh, I heard all kinds of stories. Oh, yeah.
Because Kobe died this year, the team is throwing out the league to the LA Lakers.
Oh, yeah. But you see the comparisons, too, about when Kobe, about the fourth chip Kobe won, and LeBron, the fourth chip he's about to win, they both played Denver in the second round. And then there was some other similarities, too. I forgot what it was. Oh, we'll play Houston the second round, too.
Yeah.
And we beat, yeah.
And then another one was.
And we went in Orlando.
Another one was, too, was because the Dodgers might win this World Series. So they're like, they're trying to give it to all LA teams this year because Kobe died and whatever, and everybody showed respect.
Yeah,
okay. I'm going to tell you this right now. Don't hold your breath for the Dodgers.
No, did you see a... No, never hold your breath for the Dodgers, man.
No. Like, you could be a Laker hater, and I still tell you, put all your money on the Lakers.
We've been burned plenty too many times at this point.
I don't know why people like. Look, I'll tell you this: respect to the Dodger fans. Hell, respect to y'all. At one point, y'all just got to be like, I'm just going to kick back, though, and watch them. I ain't going to get my hopes all excited at this point. Like, hey, I don't know why their hopes are still so exciting.
You know, I know how these NBA games are not rigged. If you watched the last game, if you saw Udonis Haslem, Miami Heat player, the OG, he's not even really playing, but he just there, you know, for spiritual support. He tore it to their asses. He got mad as fuck. People, you look that clip up of Udonis Haslem, and he was watching how the Heat was put up like no effort at all at one point in the game. That's real. They ain't acting. If that is acting, man, he deserve a fucking Oscar right now.
Let me tell you this right now. If you also think this is rigged, I'm going to tell you this right now. Doc Rivers was fired. That's not rigged.
That's a man's job.
That's a man's job. Now, yeah. when you're a coach, when you're a player, you safe as fuck. I mean, you can get traded, but you safe for the most part. But for coaches, that shit ain't no joke. Your ass can get fired because the owner of that team is like, I put this much money into this team, mm-hmm. and you made it to this far only to lose.
Got to the second round. That shit is still funny.
And shit, the same can be said for Miami, too, because, you know, an owner, he ain't looking at, like, he ain't looking at injuries and shit like that. He looking at, like, wait a minute. Y'all went to the finals and y'all didn't win? Fire that coach and get him out of here. I mean, anything could happen.
It's possible.
No, without a doubt. I mean, it just depends on how that brother's money is and if he's pissed at that. Like, basically, if he's like, did we just lose money in that? Oh, hell no.
Doc Rivers is one of the most revered coaches in the NBA. He got mm-hmm. a lot of respect in the NBA. A
lot of respect. I will put him up there as far as one of my top five favorites.
Steve Ballmer. Yeah, go ahead.
I would put him up there as one of my top five favorite coaches of all time or whatever and stuff. I think he's – I don't know if I can go all time, but I would say in the decade, if you will, or whatever. So, he, like Cody said, he is
– I'm a Doc fan too myself.
Yeah.
I'm a Doc fan.
He is –
I like Doc.
He is definitely well-renowned or whatever and stuff, and I think he's one of those names and coaches' legacies that when you hear that name, you know who that man is, you know. And when he got fired from the Clippers, I knew that he was going to have a job right away. I was just like, yeah, it ain't just fire and go away or whatever. And he got a job landing with the 76ers. He's the head coach over there. So, but shit, if Doc wanted, he could retire if he wanted to be honest. He'd be like, oh, I need this shit.
Wanted to.
Yeah, but he loves the game. You know?
He loves the game.
Not his fault. He was handed two sorry ass players that fucking ratted him out.
Yeah. I'm sticking for that coach. Yeah.
That was the low blow to me. They didn't even stick up for their coach. I was just like, damn. And, you know, I hear all these like, oh, what could Kawhi do? Whatever. I was like, what do you mean, what could Kawhi do? Whatever. Supposedly, he's the GOAT of the fucking season and shit like that. And stuff like that. So he could easily
stay. He's supposed to be the leader. Say something,
Kawhi. You cost this man his job or whatever.
Shit, I don't think it was Doc's fault you scored 0 points in the fourth quarter of a closeout game.
Thank you. Yeah.
I wouldn't blame that on Doc.
That's your fault. Shit. You can be a coach and implement a plan all day you want. But like Mike Tyson say, Cody, whatever, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you on the court, not Doc. It's your job to get the lay of the land right there. So if you couldn't do that, then you stuck then. And the fact that he couldn't stick up for his coach, Cody, fuck him.
Fuck him and Paul George. Mm-hmm. Lame ass motherfucker.
Yeah, so, fuck that. No, I was kind of upset about that. I was upset that Doc Rivers had to lose his job because of fucking Kawhi and Paul George. I was like, that's some bullshit right there.
I'd agree. That's some bullshit. I would agree.
I would say the one thing I liked about the one thing I give Clippers credit or whatever is that they had Doc Rivers and shit. And I wish Doc Rivers would have stayed in L.A. in some capacity. I want to see him go anywhere else, whatever shit. I think he's a fucking – I think he's a legend, if you ask me, whatever, as far as coaches go and shit. I think he's a fucking trooper and stuff. So I don't want to see him go to the East Coast shit. I want him to stay over here. So if anything, that was the one positive thing that I actually endured about the Clippers. They had fucking Doc Rivers, whatever. He ain't even got that now, so fuck you. Suck a dick.
Well said, my friend. Well said.
Fuck you. That kind of pissed me off. I ain't gonna lie. When I saw that shit, I was just like, ain't that a bitch? And it's funny because Yoon's a Clippers fan, which is sad to hear. He was like, man, we trying to win.
That's very sad.
He said, we trying to win a championship. I said, Negro, you ain't winning shit. Okay. Like, Doc Rivers was your best chance of winning that shit. Come on, man. Let's get real about this.
Oh, yeah. By far. By far.
Yeah, do you know who their assistant coach was? I think he's the one that's going to take the job for them. That dude sucks. Okay,
Ty Lue probably. Yeah, I know Ty Lue got a chip. That was all LeBron. That's all that was.
This dude ain't going to be shit.
He ain't no fucking coaching mastermind. No, I'm not saying he's a bad coach, but he ain't. No,
he ain't shit. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Nah, he ain't going to carry those dudes to the promised land. That's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
The Doc Rivers. It damn sure ain't the players, because like Cody said, these motherfuckers had a 3-1 lead. At that point, that's not up to the coach no more. That's up to the players. You should be cruise controlling.
I agree Doc has some blame to a certain extent, but that closeout game, come on, 0 for your two superstars? show up, just give you nothing in the close of that game in the fourth quarter. Come on, man.
I don't want to sit here and be I'm sucking Doc Rivers' dick neither, because don't get me wrong, everybody's at blame when it comes to losing something or whatever stuff. The coach, man. The assistant coach, the players, whatever it may be. But for in the world of the NBA, the blame and where it goes for like jobs, it always goes full on coaches. Mm-hmm. I just find that to be bullshit, because I'm just looking at this going like, and you know damn well in any world, if you had the choice of trading Kawhi Leonard or Doc Rivers, they ain't trading no Kawhi.
Nah.
Like, get rid of Doc Rivers. Like, get rid of this dude or whatever. So that's how owners are though. Like, shit, they one minute you could have a job, Cody. Next minute you lose one game. You never know what game. That shit, that owner might have a bet on that game, Cody. Yeah. Like, that owner might be like, yeah, my team's doing well. Like, and when you're losing a 3-1 lead, that owner don't give a shit about your stats. He don't care about your records. He don't care about whatever percentages you put in him. He's just looking at, you had a 3-1 lead,
mm-hmm.
and you lost in the semifinal. You fire that motherfucker right
now. That's pretty much how that went now.
They don't give a shit, dude. Yeah. I honestly don't even know anyone that would want a coaching position. Like, honestly. Even like players and shit like that, I would just.
Oh, it's a rough job, man.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. It's
a hard fucking job, dude.
Like, it's the scariest fucking job in all sports.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Kudos to people who do coach, man, because shit.
They don't get enough credit.
They really don't.
They don't get enough credit, but like that job, in one bad season, your ass is stressed out. It's like, because you don't know when you might get that phone call saying, hey, you out, dude. Like, and it could happen any game, too. Any game.
Yeah.
If they wanted to. Any fucking game. Contract be damn. This motherfucker, he owns your ass. And he will get rid of you. If you a player, only thing you got to worry about is injury. They not looking to get rid of play. Well, if you a superstar player, if you some bum that's sitting on the daily, they going to spend money on your ass. But when you a coach, holy shit, everything's on your shoulders. You fuck, dude.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
I mean, look at Miami. Like I said, they in the finals and everything. They're in the finals. They should be proud of that, whatever and shit. But man, if they had a dick of a head owner, he'd be like me. And I'll admit, I'd fire every goddamn coach.
You'd be like the ultimate loan shark.
I'd be like, wait a minute, hold on. How many games left?
So, see. You came up short, huh?
I would walk through the locker room be like, with a suit on, my hand on my back, like,
huh? So let's smoke a cigar.
I would like put it on his shirt and shit and just dash it out and shit. And be like, huh? So we down 2, huh? Interesting. I said, team, go ahead and go hit the court. I need to talk real quick with the buddy. I have a motherfucker come back, you see my men dumping his head in the toilet and shit like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a player walk by, see, everything all right? Oh, yeah, everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
Fine, yeah. Just he's sick, you know. Yeah, he had the shellfish last night at dinner. You know? Go on about your day.
Help!
I tell my guard, Jimmy, I'd be like, Jimmy, I want that player dead, by the way. Don't make me no owner. Because these owners, Cody, these owners are billionaires. These owners are powerful. I don't think people know how powerful these owners are, like, in the world of sports.
The Clippers owner, he's worth, if I'm not mistaken, Steve Ballmer, he's worth $70 billion, if I'm not mistaken.
This is why LeBron was saying, like, you know, these owners need to be the ones reaching out for the whole Black Lives Matter thing and stuff like that. These owners need to be the ones making the count. They're the 1%. He said it's nice for us to be doing this kneeling and doing wearing the jerseys and stuff like that. But he's just like, we only a small step. Whereas in these owners, they're the ones that make the fucking difference and stuff like that. So, dude, these owners, man, shit, make me an owner, dude.
You never have a losing season.
I would walk up to players I want and tell them, you're on my team. I would walk up to LeBron right then. I'd, because I'm short, I have to look him Look here.
So you take all the tampering fines?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I take the tampering fines. That's it. I'd point right in his face with them two fingers, Cody. I'd look up and be like, yeah. You playing on my team next season. Fuck a draft. You just, I hand him his jersey, put it on. Mm. You look good in it, don't you? That's when my men come out of the shadows and shit, circle around him, like, put it on. And tell your friend Anthony to get over here too while you're at it. Come on, billionaire Cody. Why would I give a fuck about it? I would be the only owner to watch all the games too. I'd be sitting there fucking like I'm Jack Nicholson just watching, going like.
So we just. Yeah, like that monitor, like in the Dark Knight. That surveillance for everybody. Yeah.
I put my little glasses on. They start lighting up and shit. It's like Tony Stark's Jarvis and shit. Starts giving me stats on motherfuckers and shit. Like, how much percentage score? And shit. They're like, I say, Friday, go ahead and release his contract now. sir, I do not think that's... What did I just tell you? Release his fucking contract. He did terrible this game. And I'd like, I'd either have the best team ever or the worst team. I don't know how this will work out, but it'll work out, Cody. So it is whiskey week, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I'm diving into some scotch territory. I'm already drinking, too, by the way, people. So
this month was something real quick.
So this month was going to be Cody's month. So I had pulled up the Battle Hill, the Duncan Taylor distillery stuff right here. So right now I'm drinking some Battle Hill single grain scotch whiskey distilled at North British. It's an 8-year-old. All these that I have right here for the Duncan Taylor Battle Hill collection, they're all my 8-year-old bottles. So I'm popping the North British edition right here. And
a little glimmering signet right here.
Yeah, that motherfucking bottle went up, people. Mm-hmm. So the first time I had a Battle Hill bottle, which is McAllen 17 Battle Hill, Duncan Taylor produced that from that distillery. This is why Duncan Taylor is one of the best scotches around. I don't like McAllen. I think it's overrated and overpriced, if you ask me.
Agreed.
Probably the most generic fucking whiskey you can buy. I mean, if you want to get McAllen, just hit up a BevMo. It's on every fucking aisle.
Better than Glenfiddich, at least.
I don't know if I can give it that, to be honest. Because Glenfiddich does have, like, the Grand Cru and all that other shit that's not non-age statement bottles that taste way better than fucking McAllen. McAllen non-age statement bottles taste like shit. That fucking $250 bottle that they were pushing, that thing tastes like shit.
Okay.
So I had that McAllen 17-year-old by Battle Hill. That shit was fucking the color on it was like no McAllen I've ever seen. It was very dark. And I was like, what is this? This is beautiful right here. And it tasted so great. Ever since then, I've been in love with this distillery. And then I found out Duncan Taylor was the producer behind all these. It's going to these different scotch companies, or just distilleries here, and doing production with them and stuff. And they made these lineups here. This is out of 900 bottles. This is one of 900 right here that I got for the North British bottle I'm drinking here. And this one's, it's got a little smoke to it. You can definitely taste the peatiness to it, but it's not as peaty as a Lafleur, where it makes you go like, holy shit, did I just drink gasoline? Definitely got the heat on there. It's smoky as well, too. This one I like out of the collection I have. I think this is the one I like the most because there's still like a sense of tropicalness to it, so it's very light and calm. This is a perfect drink with a cigar. If I have to pair something, probably the first time I've ever said that on this show, as far as what I've been drinking, this one just goes well with it because it's like the perfect balance for a scotch of being very light and smoky at the same time. Mm. And then the finish too, it has this nice little linger or whatever. You can feel the smokiness. It's like a char. It really does feel like I'm smoking a cigar, but like not a really high dark cigar. Mm. And look at that color too. It's so light as well.
I was gonna say it's super light.
It is this like, color. Really this color is really light, and for it to have like that.
Yeah, it's insanely light.
It looked like champagne.
Yeah, it does.
It really looks like champagne or whatever and stuff. Yeah. It's crazy. The only one because somebody brought the McAllen 16-year-old Battle Hill bottle. I didn't like that one. I mean, and the color pattern was way different too. It was even lighter than this one. It just did not taste good at all. It tasted like McAllen, actually. So it was like, okay. It didn't have that Battle Hill Duncan Taylor touch to it, if you will. But this one, I never had North British scotch, so I can't make that comparison if that's what this scotch brand tastes like or anything, compared to if the Battle Hill touch was involved in it. But this is a damn good solid pour right here, and I'd easily drop a 3 on this one.
Sounds about right.
And this one's only $50 too.
There it is.
Oh man. When you take that long sip, ooh. That was a lot in that glass. When I took that big sip right there, very charry on the tongue, like charcoal tasting or whatever and stuff like. Oh man, this will go great with a barbecue.
Sound like my kind of scotch. I love the peaty smoky shit.
Pour that shit on there. So yeah, that's the Battle Hill North British 8-year-old right there. Bam.
$50, people.
I was on a date last night. That's why I went to this place. And I can't remember the name of this drink she got. It tastes like shit though. It just reminded me because I said the word char. Mm-hmm. It had apple in it. It tastes like some charred apple. It tastes like shit. I did not like that drink at all. I was like, I took a sip. And she was like, I got it down all the way to the bottom. You want to take another sip? I said, hell no. I said, I would have gave that drink back right away. I'd have been like, I got to leave. This tastes like shit, dude. It was probably one of the worst cocktails I've had in a while. Granted, I ain't been out in months, but still. So it was terrible, especially after drinking this one drink they had called the Purple Rain. That motherfucker was delicious. And it was just regular ass gin and berries and shit. It was delicious. I was like, that's perfect right there. Let's go ahead and switch over things now. I'm going to switch open to this Battle Hill 8-year-old
Milton Duff. Getting a twofer right now.
Yeah.
Getting a twofer.
So Milton Duff Battle Hill, another 8-year-old, just like the North British one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and make a comparison.
Shit, I'm trying to think. Have I tried any 8-year-olds?
Whiskey. Oh, yeah. Say that out loud, too, when you say 8-year-olds.
Oh, sorry. Oh, damn. For real. Yeah. Holy shit. Goddamn. Yeah. I said, oh, my God. Yeah. What the fuck?
Oh, man. Wow.
Talk about a Freudian slip. Holy shit. Yes, whiskey. God damn.
People, you got to understand, we don't think about those types of things. That's just society.
Oh shit! Nowadays, yeah.
Yeah, nowadays.
A little sound clip. That's it.
Yeah, you need to clarify yourself these days.
Yeah. I love 8-year-olds. What?
I haven't tried an 8-year-old in God knows how long. My Jiminy. No, you remember when 8-year-olds were just lined up on the shelves or whatever, and you could just, you know, run through them real quick. I love them. You know, I love them all. No discrimination. I don't care if they're from the North British, from the, you know, from the Highland, from the Spades.
Kansas.
Yeah. If they come from Kentucky. You know, I mean, give me an 8-year-old, you know, thing right there. You know, I want some of that thing. I go to the store. It's crazy. I go to the store, and I just see the 8-year-olds lined up. Like, damn. You know who else is selling beer now and whiskey? Fucking Target, Cody.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah. It's buddy sent me a photo of it yesterday.
I'm kind of thinking the selection ain't great.
They pretty much had like what Rouse and Vons had for beer.
Were I correct in assuming that?
They pretty much had what like Rouse and Vons had for beer.
Yeah.
So like your typical Stone and Lagunitas and stuff like that. And then for like whiskey, they had like, you know, the smaller lower levels like Michter's and Woodford Reserve and stuff like that or whatever and shit. But the fact that they have it though, it's like that's a plus. Cause Target be hosting tastings. I saw that tasting for Crown Royal and shit. So I was like, I wonder if Tart and get like some allocated whiskey in those bitch. That'd be great.
Could you imagine? Allocated whiskey at Target.
Could you imagine?
That shit.
I can get deodorant and whiskey at the same place now, Cody. Okay. See, what I like about it though is now if I like want a new everyday sipper, if I'm at a Target, I could be like, oh man, let me get some deodorant real quick and some toilet paper. Oh shit, let me just get a Michter's bourbon for $35 real quick. Everyday sipper and toilet paper, Cody. Come on now. The smell on this one, it has like this, it's really light and faint and you can't smell shit. But when you take a deep inhale, it's got like this butterscotch sweetness to it, Cody.
Interesting.
It's really sweet on the inline. It tastes almost like, or it's not taste. It smells like, what's that pot, that sweet ass popcorn or whatever and shit? Is it kettle corn, I think, or whatever?
Kettle corn, yeah. Kettle corn.
Yeah. It smells like that or whatever. Like, it's like with a little bit of spice added on there. Let's take a sip of this bad. Let's see. But look at the color on that one now. It looks almost the same.
Very light.
This one looks
exactly the same.
Yeah, it look. That's crazy because they both are like the same shit or look the same as far as color go. But yet in the bottle.
Yeah, bottle that one. Yeah, it looks darker.
Yeah, this is the first one I had. It was a North British, and this one looks like a plum wine kind of almost. Japanese plum wine. Let's go ahead and sip this and see. I think I'm drinking these in the same order that I drink these in back in a week before Super Bowl. No, the day before Super Bowl this year. The day before Super Bowl, I went to a Scotch event and I brought these three bottles along to open up. And I think I had them in the same exact order because the tastes were returning to me. And I remember this third one I have here, I fucking hate it. It tastes like shit. Because the second one here, it has no taste at all.
Really?
Nothing, Cody.
Wow.
Hmm. There is nothing there.
Really?
There is nothing there. This is why I saved this. That's why before the whole pandemic came in, I had planned this one for your birthday month because you're a big fan of Duncan Taylor. And I was like, I got these limited edition bottles here and stuff like that. I was like, let's save this. And I didn't know what these, some of them didn't taste like because I was saving them. I didn't want to open them right away and stuff until I went to the Scotch event. I was like, I'll bring these three along too because I brought the Glenmorangie 18 and Signet. And then I just brought these three along too just to crack it open or whatever. And we tried it and we was just like, the fuck is this? It was like, there's nothing here at all. There's something there. It's really light and it's faint, but it just like fades away really fast. And it just,
that's insane.
It adds nothing. I would love to have heard your thoughts on this, whatever, being a newbie and all, just to figure out what is going on here. And I'm like, I want to look at you and go like, tell me what's going on here. Cause we're not getting shit over here. Like it is nothing going on here. Like,
wow.
I don't know if that's dangerous or what. Cause This is at 57% alcohol, though. We're talking about damn near almost 120 proof. And yet there's nothing there. It literally just rolls off the back of your tongue, and then you don't even taste it after that. There's a little fizz there or something on the tongue, but it fades away. It doesn't stick with you long enough to figure out what it is. It is probably the most, I want to say unique, but I don't want to use that word because that might sound like a positive or a really bad negative.
Like something that's good.
Yeah.
Or at least
like,
decent.
Yeah. So it's like the most, I'm trying to think of the word. It's one of the bottles I have that's like, I would give to people to tell me what they thought of this. I'm curious as to what non-whiskey drinkers would think of this. Because most non-whiskey drinkers, they always talk about the burn in whiskey and shit like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't want to phase that, whatever. I'm curious as to what they would think like this. Like, they'd probably say, oh, whiskey ain't shit then, or whatever, you know, if you had this, you know. 57%, you probably drink this whole bottle, you're fucked up, I guess, whatever. But
yeah,
there's literally nothing here.
That, wow. Mm. I was not expecting this. At all. Especially because such high praise to the previous bottle, Battle Hill bottle.
Yeah.
And this one comes up with nothing. So how do you rate this?
And this is from Milton Duff.
Instagram, we got a request to reset your password. Nah, that wasn't from me, so I don't give a shit. it's from Milton Dove. This is an old distillery here. I've had a bottle from them before, and it was decent, average, whatever I had here. And you get to hear, it's just like, yeah, this is nothing. I mean, this is, and how I rate this, it's very interesting because
it's not offensive.
No,
it's not good. It's not bad. It's just there.
Another $54 bottle, somewhere around that range, $54, $56.
Yeah, see that? That's kind of offensive, paying $50 for nothing for air. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And look, that bottle is like halfway gone.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? It's just like, I got like 3 emails talking about resetting my password.
Okay. I'm trying to hack your shit.
Okay, 4 now. Oh, let's go ahead and take a look at this. Let's go ahead and give them access. Go ahead and give yourself access. All right, you have access now. Go ahead and hack my shit. Ain't shit on there anyway. Anyway. All my DMs to the porn stars. That's about it. Oh, wait, no, that's Twitter. That's different.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's Twitter.
Oh, but yeah. So my rating on this, man, this is... I got 5 emails about resetting my password from Instagram. We got a request to... Is this the same person that's like trying to like use my name at the store?
Baby. Try to get the deals.
Yeah, man. Damn.
Do you DM those owners?
Trust me, ain't nobody DM me and owners or whatever. I got their phone number. So, anyway, owners DM me now to tell me to fuck off. I heard you talk about me. Me? You sure it wasn't Cody? This is a 1.
Yeah, that sounds about right. One. Yeah.
There's nothing here. It's nothing.
Yeah, you can't quite give it a 0 because it's not bad.
It don't piss me off.
Yeah.
It's shocking. Maybe that's where it gets the 1 from. It's got this underlying touch to it.
It's story worthy.
Yeah, and this is out of 1,200 bottles. Just crazy.
It's like 1,200 bottles, huh?
Yeah. The first one was only 900 bottles.
So it's rare, and it tastes like nothing. Well, yeah, I guess it's rare. So I have some shit that just tastes like nothing.
Even when you take a big gulp, you get a little, obviously, you're going to get a little bit of the fire, because you take a big gulp of any whiskey, you're going to get some kind of fire or whatever. But it ain't any fire that makes you go, ooh, what is that? No, it's just like, yeah, it's kind of what I expected if I just like fucking took the bottle and went like this. You know? To quote that man one more time, it is what it is.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that was one of the more fascinating whiskey shows we've had.
One more.
Oh, it's one more. One more.
One more.
The Battle Fancy.
Hill. The Battle Hill. This one's in a box. It's not complete without the box set, Cody.
Yeah, showing your modern skills there.
Yeah, thank you, Cody. Yes.
Very nice.
The Battle Hill, 8-year-old from the Highland Scotch region. This one is aged in oak casks. And this is I already said 8-year-old. This one is distilled at the Tomatin Distillery. And the first thing you get off of this one compared to the other ones is the color is way darker.
Yep. See that?
You know what that looked like? That looked like Swiss malt liquor. That looked like Swiss malt liquor, Cody. That looked like Swiss malt liquor. To quote Eddie Griffin from Double Take. Oh, wait, no, that was Orlando Jordan.
Great movie.
Yeah, you love that movie.
Yeah, I love it.
One remember when favorites. You said, what is up with your eye? And it was all like googly eye. Remember that, Cody? Yeah, that was in the trailer. It was in the trailer. Mm-hmm. Love that movie.
Yeah, that was in the trailer. Yeah, great movie.
This is out of 600 bottles. So
okay, another rarer.
Even rarer. I think the McAllen 17 one I had was out of 228 bottles.
Damn.
This one has like a straight from the bottle at least, this like syrupy sugar smell to it.
Mm.
A lick for the show there. I'm going to edit that clip out and put that on there. Be like, hey, ladies.
You would. What the fuck?
Cody, you know you like that shit. Shut up.
That's just weird, man.
Man, don't. Fucking weird. Don't even act like, don't even act like you brand new to this.
Doesn't make it any less weird.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to play that.
In the back. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, like I do.
Oh, God damn it, you just fucked up my intro. I love that verse. Who goes out on a Tuesday night in this
live
town?
Live right now, baby.
This is my shit.
Who goes out on a Tuesday night in this town?
Yeah, no, no, high hippie dance.
Yeah. Oh, here comes that chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like I do. That's my shit right there, bro. I had to turn it off. Stop dancing.
Right there.
Stop dancing.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I was vibing, man. I was fucking vibing.
Yeah, right there, baby.
There it is.
Apple Music, baby. Apple Music. Get that shit on Apple, man. Sure. He high as fuck right now. This one has a smell of like some flavored whiskey shit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's like, happening here, man? What's going on? What's saying? Seems like it's all going downhill from the first bottle.
I'm telling you, I think I had this same exact rant like in the same order the first time I drank these. Like, this tastes like some, smells like some screwball shit.
Ooh, buddy. That's about as bad as I can get.
And I'll never
screwball.
And I'll never forget that smell. I mean, that smell was more potent. Like, so it hit you right in the face. You're like, ah, damn, shit. Get that shit out of my face. This one, you put your nose and be like, what does that remind me of? Screwball? Sandwiches? No, I'm playing. You know, Yoon told me, he said that he'd rather listen to that Idris Elba song than this song, the Vin Diesel one. I said, Negro, you crazy. You know, I get where he's coming from on that, because his thing is he hears auto-tune, shuts it out completely. But I had to tell him, you know damn well Idris Elba is really trying on that song, right? Like, he's trying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this isn't like this isn't like a one-time deal thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, this was an album. And he's actually trying.
Yeah, put his heart and soul into it.
And it's shit.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel. Now, I'm just speaking now. Maybe I'll change my opinion next week. Mm-hmm. This is a one song thing. And it's fucking hilarious.
It's funny as fuck. Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious. It's the same talk we had about movies last week, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. if you're going to be bad, at least fucking tame me.
Yeah.
Don't go be bad away with boring. It. Yeah. That song is fucking entertaining, okay?
Yeah.
There's not a goddamn thing entertaining about Private Garden.
Yeah, see, Private Garden, that's funny for different reasons.
Yes.
It's funny because he's trying. And he's trying to be serious with this shit. That's why that's funny. Yes. It's not enjoyable to listen to.
No.
It's enjoyable to make fun of. But this, on the other hand, I have a lot of fun. Come on, man.
I got to tell you, I don't even know what he's saying half the time.
Yeah.
Nor do I give a fuck.
No, you don't. It's just Vin Diesel making noises. And they sound funny.
And you know what? I'd like to believe he believes that too. So I don't know how he couldn't. There's no way in his mind that he listened to this and said,
Yeah, I got a jab right here.
People gonna like that.
Yeah, this shit, is fire right here. Yeah.
I be getting down there.
Yeah. Tuesday night, got that right. Yeah.
Family with a corona. Cool, right? Hey, daddy o. So yeah, there's a big monumental difference there. See, yes. And when he told me that, I had to tell him this shit, whatever, because he's like, at least Aegis is using his own voice, which, by the way, his voice sucks.
That's bad.
I don't give a fuck if it's his own voice or autotune. It's pretty fucking terrible. Did you not hear him singing?
Yes.
And then to his, you.
Oh, he was trying to break it down. Like, yeah.
It's like,
yeah. Awful.
That sounds like shit, dude. At least with Vin Diesel, I can be like, at least that was autotune. That wasn't his real voice.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Aegis Elba's voice, it's just like, if I was gay, you'd make me straight with that song. How bad your voice was, brother. So yeah. So you, that's two mistakes for you. You're a Clippers fan, and you
double fuck up right there.
Yeah, you need to get your shit together. That quarantine's fucking with your brain, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, this.
Dig in.
Oh shit. Oh. Oh, hi everybody. Wow. Hey, what was the last drop?
You should have seen it on my screen. As soon as you gagged, the screen paused when you cringed. Oh. That shit was hilarious.
I wish I had that clip. Because I guarantee when I download this, it ain't going to fucking show the pause.
No,
it's going to go right through. Now, I wish I had that part. See, that's the fucked up part about this now. What the fuck was this? What was this?
Damn. Another failure. Oh, you gotta finish it.
Oh my God.
So what are you tasting?
Burnt ass. Caramel on it.
Burnt ass with a top of some caramel drizzle.
It's like, you remember when the booty warrior described the suds rolling off a crack of a man's ass in the shower? Imagine if it was caramel rolling down the crack of a man's ass, and you was up under there licking that shit.
Yeah, except you wash his ass because it's burnt.
Yeah, like somebody had a blowtorch on one side and the other one was pouring caramel on the other side, and you the marshmallow. And you getting the whole feeling down your mouth like, like, that's what this drink tastes like.
Wow.
Damn, that was, I'll give
you haven't had a reaction like that in a while.
I'll give it
strong ass reaction.
I'll give it this. At least I tasted something over the last bottle.
Yeah, but would you rather taste something or nothing at this point?
I don't want to taste anything for the rest of the fucking year.
There it is.
Yeah, so, I think I'm done now.
So I have an idea where your rating is going right now. I have a rough estimation. So other than burnt ass, you getting anything there?
What and the fuck is drizzle? That thing in the back? It's like a rotten old black licorice or some shit like that. What was that shit? Like, I'm trying to figure out what that is. Like,
wow.
There is nothing on the palate. That shit just rolls, stops right here, zings, then right down. Some buttery shit too down, by the way. And it's got like this. I can definitely tell because it says it was aged in oak cask. It's like a pine oak or whatever kind of, it's definitely an oak, but it's not like a typical, it's like some kind of, it's like some fucking Canadian syrup oak or some shit. Like it's something around this realm that I just cannot describe. You know what? You can just get poured. Oh, wait, that's my floors. I ain't pouring that shit on my floor. Damn, I need a sink in this motherfucker so I can just chug this shit. Well, that gets a fuck it. That is a bonafide fuck it right there. That tastes.
That's a rare rating. You didn't go zero stars. You just said fuck it.
That is a fuck it right there.
Zero drops. No, I just went straight fuck it.
That is a fuck it. Yeah.
Well, might as well just get it over with.
What the fuck kind of oak is it? What is that? It's like some spearmint oak or some shit.
Spearmint oak?
With cinnamon on it.
That don't sound right.
No. Oh, that's fucking disgusting, actually. Here, you can have this bottle, Cody.
Nah, that's good. You keep that.
You can take two of these, actually.
I'm all right.
Scotch, right? Here, you can take two of these.
Yeah, I'm good. I got enough.
Take two of these and call me in the morning. Like Mr. Free, take two of these and call me in the morning. The fuck? I don't even know what Alfred's condition is. Whatever. Fucking Mr. Freeze.
You're thinking too hard.
Mr. Freeze is just carrying around fucking cures to COVID and shit, Cody, in his fucking little utility pocket down there and shit. So, by the way, speaking of COVID, I got to talk about this real quick before we wrap things up here. South Park. Anybody watch the new season, the first season, or the new season, 1 hour pandemic?
I totally forgot.
I rewatched it this morning. That I've heard some people say it is one of the best shows or best episodes they've ever had. It is fucking excellent. I got to tell you, they might want to just start doing 1 hour shows, period. This hour flew by really fast, by the way. It was like 47 minutes if you want to count out the commercials and shit. It just flew by and it just felt so natural to be at that length. Especially like if they did like, because they only do like 8 to 10 episodes anyway. If they did like six episodes an hour long, I'd be great with that or whatever, because this was just the funniest shit ever, Cody. I mean, it wasn't even necessarily funny as in this point. There's like, what are they going to think of next to take this COVID and turn into something? And it's so fucking hilarious because if spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't watched it yet, but Randy is the reason, or supposedly thinks he's the reason why COVID came in, because he was hanging out with Mickey Mouse. They brought back Mickey Mouse to South Park, by the way, people.
Very nice.
That was already a plus in my book. Once I saw that. So him and Mickey Mouse went to China. And they're doing blow and drugs and shit, and Mickey is like, they're at a strip club, Cody, and Mickey's like, yo, look at that fine piece over there. And it's a fucking bat just at a table by itself flapping its wings and shit. And Randy is like, it's just a bat, Mickey. And he was like, he's like, it's a mouse with wings, you dumb fuck. He's like, look at it, though. It's got wings. It is hot, yo. He's like, I'm going to fuck the shit out of that thing. So Randy is fucked up. And they even showed a screen all days. He looked like you, actually, when you your magic axe and shit, whatever. So, yeah, like, and if I saw that, all I can think of is like, so that's what goes on in Cody's head when he's at the- like that point. I think it was New Year's when we did an episode and you just left my apartment or whatever. And you just looked up at the sky. And then he just kept walking and shit. And I was just like,
that night.
And I was like, so that's what Cody's mind looks like. Okay, cool. And he was super fucked up. I mean, he's like, he's walking the street and he walks past his alley and Mickey is holding his bat and he's fucking the bat and shit, Cody.
What the hell?
While he's fucking the bat, Cody, this is in China, by the way, he's fucking the bat. And he tells
Randy. Oh, my God.
He tells Randy, oh, don't you want to get on this? There's some good wing pussy here. At that point, I was like, what am I watching? So then they show Randy fucking the bat, Cody. And he's got all his clothes off fucking his back. And it's just like, oh, my.
What the fuck?
So then he finds out that, oh, it wasn't a bat that is what transmitted the virus to come over here, because they're trying to figure out how did it get to a human. So then they take the bat. I don't even remember what they called this thing, but it's funny because even in the show, they were like, what the hell is that? Dad, you know what the fuck that is? What is it? Whatever. It was like some kind of, what was that Pokemon called? Sandshrew? The one that had that gold rail? And he just dug in the ground and shit. That's what this thing looked like, Cody. Like this thing looked like a fucking Pokemon character. And they were like, this is the reason why COVID's happened, whatever. Somebody put its genes inside of this thing. And then Randy has like a stop moment when they ask, what the hell is that thing? He goes, oh no. And I was like, no, he didn't fuck this thing too, did he? So then he has a flashback scene of him and Mickey hanging out again or whatever and shit. And Mickey, they're in this taxi and Mickey is like coked out.
What the hell?
Mickey's coked out of his mind, girl. He's like, man, I can't believe you fucked that bat 2 days ago. That was some wild shit, dude. He's like, it's okay if I do it. I'm a mouse, but you a sick fuck. He's like, that was crazy. But he's like, would you ever fuck this thing? And then Randy was like, what the hell is that thing? He's like, you never fucked one of those? Next thing you know it, he says, driver, turn around. And then next thing you know it, it shots to them at a hotel. Mickey is doing blow off the table and shit. And his eyes are bloodshot red while he lays back. And Randy is fucking this thing or whatever and shit. Yeah. I'm just like. And I was like, man, men really are the problem for the problems of the world, aren't they?
Right.
So then Cody, he gets, the people are looking for these species or whatever because they want to get the DNA swap because they could make a vaccine from this thing. But Randy's like trying to hide it. So then he gets the idea that, wait a minute, I know how to, Mickey is in this episode too, and he's fucking hilarious, people, by the way. His phones are ringing off the hook and shit, and he's getting pissed off, and he's like Splash Mountain and shit, and he's just like, if nobody can ride the damn thing, sell the son of a bitch, then. It's like he's getting all pissed and shit, talking about my goddamn parts. So then he sends a hit out on Randy, sending him dead hearts and shit, talking about your ass is dead and shit like that, because you're the cause of this shit. So Randy tells him, I know how to create a vaccine without telling people I was the one that gave them COVID. He starts jizzing in his weed. And having people smoke it.
Wow.
So he goes to the hospital where Uncle Jimbo, the gun shop owner or whatever, he's in the hospital, ventilator on shit. He sneaks in. Mind you, the whole time, Death is just swarming around the city too, just riding a tricycle, poking at windows. Oh, and they do. I don't even want to spoil this thing, what they do with the police. I don't even tell you that one, whatever. But I will say, if anybody knows Token's name and who that kid is in South Park, he comes up in this scene with the police. And it's
all right.
We had to close the school down because one of the kids caught COVID. We saw you shoot him. Like we said, COVID-related death. It goes on longer than that. That's only the glimpse of it, though. But it's pretty fucked up, though. Clever as shit, though. But Death is riding around tricycles, tapping on people's windows. They look out the window and go like, oh, shit, I got COVID. He goes to Uncle Jimbo's hospital bed, Cody, and he's like, Jimbo, shh, I got a vaccine for you. It's going to help you out. He pulls his pants down, takes a fucking wrapper and some weed drop, and then he just starts jerking his dick off into it. He's like, smoke this now. You'll feel better. What the fuck? Turns out, Cody, he gets better the next day. The problem is now, though, they've all, everybody that smoked it ruined the Randy Marsh mustache. People, I ain't making any of this shit up. Go watch this hour episode. It is fucking hilarious. Like, spoiler alert in advance or whatever, but it I don't know if I can say it was the funniest South Park episode ever, but damn, man, those motherfuckers, they just know how to stay ahead of the times. They include Mr. Garrison as Donald Trump back in there, and they call him up saying, we might have the cure for coronavirus. He's like, why the fuck would I want to end coronavirus? Shit, this shit's killing all the Mexicans. And he's like, have you not seen all the Latinos deaths or whatever? He's like, look at this. He was like, isn't this what I promised them? I said, either a wall or this. So, I mean, hey, I can't afford a wall. So, was like, man, I look forward to this Wednesday. Stand by, people, for your weekly South Park updates too. You'll get those. So I love that episode, those shows, and I can't say it was the best because there's so many fucking South Park episodes. But damn, it's up there though. It was pretty fucking hilarious. So that is the show, everyone. We are done now, and we can get out of here now. So, like we always say, why am I still holding it? I don't want that no more. I need some. Oh, yeah. I got something to clear that out of my mouth. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, yeah. That got that right out of there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's 100% natural, eliminates shitty whiskey. Oh, interesting. People, pick this up. Spray it in your mouth. It's called Febreze. Yeah, when you drink shitty whiskey, it kills all the fucking... It's got linen and sky in it. It kills off the fucking taste buds that you once lost to shitty-ass whiskey. So that's the end of the show, everybody. Yes, hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Probably another long one, but you know what? You like that, so... nonetheless, though. So, like we always say, because Cody will be back next week for Craft Beer Week.
Right, that's Cody? Right.
You'll be back right next week, right?
That's right.
You're not going nowhere.
I'll be here.
You're not going nowhere, right?
Nope. Being right here, baby.
No bubbles, no islands.
No bubbles, no islands, no bars, none of that shit. Right here.
No stadiums.
Nope.
I hear SoFi Stadium calling your name.
I'm good. What am I going to do there?
Cody.
I got shit to do there.
That shit's calling you, Cody. I hear it. That shit was made for you.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't heard the call yet.
Yeah, I hear it every day. It's Cody. Cody. It's going crazy, man. You hear that shit? It's crazy out there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like we always say, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.